patient's name, first name is Civil, S as in San Juan, V as in Bob, I L as in Brennan, V as in Bob, R E, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, A, N as in Nancy. ID number is 32246, date of birth is September 23rd, 1940. This is a office visit slash hospital follow-up note. And also a letter to Robert, R-O-B as in Bob, E-R-T as in Tom, initial A, last name Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A, M as in Mary, S as in San, M-D. Carbon copies to Francisco, F as in Freddy, R-A-N as in Nancy, C-I, S as in Sam, C-O. Mary initial J, last name Camino, C-A, M as in Mary, I-N as in Nancy, O-M-D. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Williams, I thought you would appreciate an update regarding Ms. Brennan for your next stroke illness. Ms. Brennan returns in follow-up regarding findings of anemia, comma, increased sedimentation rate, comma, myelocopenia, and lymphocytopenia, period. As you may be aware, the patient was admitted on January 12, 2013, in light of a 3-4 day history of confusion, comma, forgetfulness, comma, fever, and also general malaise and flu-like symptoms, right? I was called to see the patient in consultation on January 13, 2013, in light of findings of anemia, comma, sedimentation rate, and the above-mentioned cytopenias, right? Initial workup was performed, period. B12, folate and iron profile levels were all within normal limits, right? And LDH was borderline elevated with a value of 241, as well as a ferritin of 262, but again suspecting active inflammation, period. A reticulocyte count was essentially normal with a value of 2.15%, period. Other significant findings were no evidence of hemolysis. A CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis shows only borderline splenomegaly, but no lymphadenopathy, period. Other abnormalities were not detected, period. Therefore, comma, the patient is seen at your request for further evaluation, period. Next paragraph. I happened to learn that the Lyme disease antibody panel is positive for IgM antibodies, suggesting early infection, period. The patient follows with Dr. Camino for further management, period. Next paragraph. Ms. Brennan reports feeling much better, period. issues of fever, comma, confusion, and forgetfulness appear to be improved, period. She has any drain, she sweats, coma, weight loss or loss of appetite, period. She is unaware of any lymphadenopathy, period. Please see above for fever, coma, general malaise and fatigue, which are much improved, period. There are no other complaints, period. Next paragraph, the rest of the 14 systems review is non-contributory, period. Next paragraph, for further medical data slash historical data, please refer to my comprehensive consultation note at MSC Mary R, MSC Mary C, on January 13, 2013. Period. Next paragraph, medications reviewed and as noted in the chart. Period. Next paragraph, physical examination. Next general, she appears well. Period. Well developed and well nourished female. Period. The patient is seen in the presence of her husband. Period. Next vital signs, blood pressure 116/70, pulse 82, respiration 16, temperature 98.7, height 65 inches, weight 191. XHENT, pink conjunctiva and enicteris clara, period. There is no petechiae involving the oral mucosa, period. Next oval, period. No JVD, period. The thyroid is not palpable, period. Next lymph nodes, NONE, non-palpable in the cervical, comma, supracavicular, comma, axillary, or inguinal areas, period. Chest, no dullness to percussion, period. Next lungs, clear to auscultation, period. Next heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. No extra sounds are heard, period. Next abdomen, obese and difficult to evaluate, period. Bowel sounds are normal active, period. It is soft, comma, depressible and untender, period. Next extremities, there's no edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, investigations, number one, CBC slash differential show much improvement, period. Her hemoglobin is now up to 11.2, hematocrit of 34.9%, and MCV of 90.6. White blood cell count is now normal with a value of 4.06, absolute neutrophil count of 0.7, but still low absolute lymphocytic count of 0.7. Period. Next number, serum protein electrophoresis and immunofixation shows no evidence of monoclonal protein, period. Free kappa / lambda light chain ratio, both show elevated free lambda and free kappa light chains, but a normal ratio of 0.3981, over parenthesis, free kappa light chain of 2.98/ free lambda light chain of 7.47, period. Next number, beta-2 MICRO microglobulin was mildly elevated with a value of 3.82, period. Next number, CD4/CDA absolute counts and ratio are not available for my review, period. Next paragraph, impression number one, improved and now mild normal chromocytic hemolytic anemia, period. I am happy to see no evidence of leukopenia, comanotropenia, but mild lymphocytopenia, period. As previously suspected, acute infection / viral prodrome, PROD, as in Dr. ROM, as in Mary, or in this case, a findings of early infection for Lyme's disease, certainly explain the hematologic findings, period. I am not suspicious for any primary hematologic disorder, period. There were also findings of borderline splenomegaly, but again, this could be related to the above, period. Next paragraph, final recommendations, number one, a follow-up with Dr. Camino regarding further management from her infectious disease pathologic process, period. Next number, short interval surveillance, period. Next number, await CD4/CD8 absolute counts and ratio. Period. Next number, liver and spleen scan 4 days before return to reassess the spleen. Period. Next number, CBC stress differential, comprehensive metabolic panel, LDH, segmentation rate and beta-2MICRO microglobulin 4 days before return. Period. Next number, I will reassess Ms. Brennan in 4 weeks with the above results and further recommendations will follow. Next paragraph, respectfully, Ricardo J. Quintero, Assurance MD.